please stay standing as we read from Luke 5, 1 through 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats and one belonging to Simon and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the water and let down the net for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the net." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
Well, it is an honor and a privilege to be here with you this morning as we come into the house of the Lord. And we worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with one heart and one spirit. And so, you know, I thought about this scripture, what I was going to preach on, and all I can say is, I know deep within my heart that God wants the best for each and every one of us. There is no doubt about that. He wants us to experience unconditional love, joy of the spirit, salvation of the soul, health to the body, and power of his presence to persevere. Victory over sin, abundance of opportunities. I mean, the word says, right? Surely the Lord will follow me all the days of my life. He wants us to be able to defeat the enemies in our life, to overcome those obstacles that sometimes get in the way. Unexpected blessings, strong relationships, strong families. Those are the best things in life, aren't they? And we know when we proclaim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become more than conquerors. That we are sons and daughters of the living God, heirs to a kingdom in the future. Those are the best things in life. You know, I think, though, that whether we experience those best things in life depends on something very important. You see, we got to be ready for all that God has in store for us. So this morning, as we worship together, I'm just going to ask you the question. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to receive these tremendous blessings that God provides for us? You know, in our scripture, we heard that Jesus is down by the lake shore, and he's ready to teach and share God's love with the people. And he sees those two boats and he says, "Hey, Simon, I need that boat. Could we go out there a little bit? And so I could tell people about how awesome and amazing God is." Simon says, "Well, yeah, sure, go ahead." You know, they're busy cleaning their nets, but he just lets everything go and drops everything to address Jesus' question. You know, it seems like a small thing, doesn't it? "Hey, man, can I borrow your boat?" But that small little thing, that just almost insignificant detail maybe in the scripture right there, just a boat, changed Peter's life forever. It changed him forever and ever. He would never be the same again. You know, small things can have a big impact in life, can't they? Just the smallest word, the smallest act or deed. I mean, I know there's power in words. When you hear yes or no, it all depends on the next response, doesn't it? When you hear somebody gossiping a little bit behind your back, when there's something that's spoken that just causes and crushes the spirit and leads to depression and maybe even defeat. But little words have power to do the other as well. They have power to lift up and encourage. Just think about how simple it is to smile. That could make somebody's whole day. Think about how encouraging it is when you just say that little word, thank you, or I'm sorry. What powerful words are those? I'm sorry, I goofed up. Those are words of healing and wholeness. And getting up and coming to church this morning probably seemed like a pretty small thing. You planned on it last night, probably. You just got up, got dressed, ready to go. But you know what? It can make your whole day, your whole week, your whole month, your whole year, the rest of your lives as we open ourselves to God's Spirit working. So are you prepared? You know, are you prepared? A little more Bible reading maybe in our life, or a little more prayer can open up entire new worlds in our relationship with Jesus and with one another. Small, insignificant things maybe. But again, Peter letting Jesus use that boat changed his life forever with a transforming love so he could go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ later in life. So while Jesus finishes teaching, and he's got something pretty special in plan for old Simon Peter. It's unexpected, a special blessing. He says, go out and put in the deep water, or go out into the deep water and put your nets down. It was such a blessing that Peter didn't even expect it. He didn't know it was going to come. He wasn't even really ready to receive it. But you know what? God has the power to perform miracles if we make up our minds, hey, I'm going to go into the deep water. I got to step out and go out into that deep water. You think about the people in Scripture. It always amazes me that Abraham heard God's voice calling to him and saying, well, just go over here. You know, I'm going to show you this land. And he steps out on faith, and everything changes in his life. Moses, the stutterer, the kind of messed up guy every once in a while in the Bible, is chosen by God to lead God's people to a new land, to freedom. David, how unlikely is David, a young boy? Remember the story to go down through all the sons, and finally, that's the one right there. David was chosen and slain a giant. And what about Ruth? Ruth leaves her native land and follows into a place where she found her very Redeemer. Man, that's pretty awesome. So how prepared are you then today to move into the deep water so God can bless you with all he has in store for your life? How prepared are you today? You know I do preach to myself, so when I ask that question, I'm not just asking you. I'm having to search my soul. So, how prepared are you? You know, spending that hour here at church maybe during the week, if we really are honest with ourselves, that's pretty shallow water, isn't it? I mean, it's not the deep water. It'll keep us going. It'll help us to feel good, and it'll all go good, but it's not the deep water. If you want more God in your life, you got to be willing to go into the deep water. There's no other option. And to get in those deep waters, what did Peter do? He spent time with Jesus. And that's how he received the blessings that Jesus had for him. And it's the same for you and I. If we want the fullness of God in our lives and to recognize all those great things, we have to make time for Jesus too. We have to make more time for Jesus. I told you I'm preaching to myself here. So I think about even prepping out sermons or whatever, so many times I think I get caught in the shallow water because I'm trying to get information and I'm not letting God's word transform me from the inside all the time. I get too wrapped up in saying the right word or, you know, being, you know, oh, that was a great sermon, Pastor. That's pretty shallow water. That is real shallow water. And you think about the other things we do in our spiritual walk, reading the Bible, and when times of trouble come, so many people, they'll read the same verses over and over again. Or when times of crisis comes, you know, you open your Bible and you go, give me the word. That's pretty shallow water. What about those prayers we say all the time? You know, the short ones before dinner, before bed. It can be pretty shallow water. If we want to experience all that God has for us, that transformation that's available through us, to us through Jesus Christ, we got to go into the deep water. So is it any wonder then sometimes you face a crisis or a difficulty in life and it seems like, man, my boat's getting rocked. I'm having a crisis of faith because we've spent time in the shallow waters. We haven't spent our time with Jesus. And it doesn't matter what we look at, what part of our lives, our giving, our service, our church attendance, our relationships, our families, whatever aspect it is, if we want to experience that abundant life that Jesus talks about in John's gospel, we got to go out in the deep water. Now, I know you might be thinking, I'm doing all I can, I'm doing the best I can. But it's not your power that's going to help you to go out into that deep water. The power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit working in your life is going to lead you to that deep water. You know, that way, when demons arise and attack, you're going to be strong enough to fight them off. When that crisis comes along, you'll face it with confidence. When that next relationship falls apart, you'll know that God can restore anything. Anything. He can give you back a better blessing than you even thought you had in the first place. When your financial situation changes and you find yourself in a little bit of trouble, maybe with the IRS. That's I told you I'm preaching to myself this morning. I get love letters from the IRS at least once every 2 weeks. But the point is, to do any of those things, we got to make the time to do them. If we want all that God has for us, we got to make the time and we got to be intentional. So Jesus tells Peter, go out into the deep waters. And did you catch that response? Master, we have worked all night. Yet, if you say so, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I really have to struggle with these scriptures because I'm thinking, Peter is a professional fisherman. He's been up all night. Doesn't he know how to fish? But yet, what does he do? He says, yet, if you say so. You see, it doesn't matter where you've been in life or what you've done. God has a glorious future planned for you. No matter how many times you've tried and failed, God can snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat. I know that, but I wonder if some of us are like Peter. We go out and we've caught nothing and maybe we question. But I think there's a reason why there's a miracle at the end of this scripture. Because Peter's spending time with Jesus. How many of us have tried to just do it on our own? How many of us have chosen our own way over God's way? How many of us have worn ourselves out just relying on our own abilities, our own strengths, our own knowledge? We've gotten ahead of God trying to catch fish, and Jesus isn't even in the boat. We've told God, I've got this. I got it. I'll call you when I need you. But I got it for right now. How many of us have worn ourselves out, struggled, lost hope? How many of us are trying to do life waiting on God instead of listening to Jesus? When Peter listened to Jesus, the catch was so great, the boat began to sink. That's pretty incredible. He hadn't caught anything all night, but Jesus is in that boat and bam, a miracle. You know, growth happens when we're willing to listen, when we're willing to really obey God and try to struggle with our faith walk, when we decide that we're going to do life God's way and not our own, when we're ready to take God at his word, when we're prepared to let go of our own plan and follow God's plan. Are you ready? Are you ready to live the life that Jesus wants for you? Are you ready? Because remember, God can do things that we can't even imagine, that we don't even understand yet. He can grow us in ways beyond what we even want to grow. God can bless us more than we want to be blessed. God will stretch us more than we want to be stretched. The question is, how much do you want to grow? How blessed do you want to be? The question is, will you let God grow you and take you to those unimagined heights? Are you willing to follow? Well, Peter gets back to the shore, and what did he do? He left his old life behind. He left it all behind. He was totally changed. He was ready to go right then and right now. Are you prepared to follow Jesus right now? The journey of growth and wholeness begins right now, today, this minute, this time. Will you follow? Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not a year from now down the road. Are you willing to follow Jesus in the deep water? Are you willing to listen? Not again, not after church, but right now. Not when you get a couple of things straightened out in your life. The journey begins today. And through God's amazing, unconditional love in our lives, he can pour into us more than we ever expect or imagine. It's the journey that we take throughout our lives. It's the journey from the bondage of the strongholds that hold us back into a freedom, into a new life. It's that journey when you just want to give up, but God can turn that around and restore your hope. It's the journey eventually from earth to heaven. And it can all begin right now. Right now. So I ask you, are you prepared? Amen.